Lord, we thank you for the truth of God.
主啊, 我们为神的真理献上感恩。
The fact is, Lord, that it's really our operations manual, and we need to know what it says in order to live life the way we should.
主啊, 事实上这是我们的人生的操作手册, 所以我们应该去学习, 然后知道我们应该怎么样去生活。
So again, our simple prayer is, teach us what we need to know.
所以这次我们简单的祷告是求您教导我们我们该知道的。
And then help us to obey what we have learned.
所以帮助我们, 去顺服我们所学到的。
Now, Lord, to this end, we just pray at this time.
所以主要在这个时候我们就祷告。
Help us, we ask, thank you for each one you've sent along. May we all learn today, we pray.
所以呢，求您帮助我们，感谢您呢，就是差到这里来的每一个人，愿我们一起学习并顺服。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
So we've been studying in the book of 2 Peter, and today we're going to look at chapter 3.
因为我们来学习彼得后书，今天呢，我们要看第三章。
But we have a question in 1 Peter chapter 1.
但是我们有一个问题是出现在彼得前书第一章的。
So we're going to start with the question, and then we'll get into chapter 3 of 2 Peter.
所以我们开始呢，要回答这个问题，然后再来学习彼得后书的第三章。
So, 1 Peter chapter 1, we're going to read together verse number
5.
It says to the Christians that Peter's writing to, he says, you are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
第五节说,你们这些彼得所写书信的对象,他们是信徒,你们这因信心蒙神能力保守的人必得着所预备,到末时要启示出来的救恩。So
the question relates to the meaning of the verse, and in particular, what is meant by the last time.
所以这个里面呢,就是关于这一节经文的问题呢,它是主要是末世的救恩是什么?
Salvation is a very broad term.
所以那个救恩是一个非常广阔的概念。
When you get saved from the condition you were in before you were saved.
所以呢，当你得救的时候呢，你从一个在你得救之前的一个状况下被救出来了。
So before we were saved, we were lost.
在我们得救之前呢，我们是迷失的。And
that's a pretty bad condition.
这是一个非常的坏的一个情况。Ultimately,
we get to go to heaven.
最终呢，我们要去到天堂。And
that's very important.
这个非常重要。But
there's a whole lot of living between the day of our salvation and the day we arrive in heaven.
在我们得救的时候, 直到我们去到天堂,
so salvation begins, sorry, includes everything that happened at the beginning and the ultimate in heaven and everything in between.
所以救恩呢，是说是包括最开始你得救的所有的一切，还有最后去到天堂，还有在这中间的所有的一切。
So how would you explain salvation?
你怎么去解释救恩呢？
Well, you'd probably say, I got born again.
你有可能说呢，我重生了。
I got new life.
我有一个新的生命。
I can tell you what it has been up to this point.
我可以告诉你，到目前为止会是一直是什么样子的。But
I don't know much about tomorrow.
那明天我并不知道多少。Or
next year.
或者明年。
Or what's going to be going on 15,000 years from now.
那么说，那就是说是15000年以后会是怎么样子？
But it's all part of my salvation.
但所有都是我救恩的一部分。
Now this verse says, and it's going to lead on to the difficult conditions in the world in the days of Peter. So the question is, what about all the problems in the world while I go from the day I got saved to heaven?
所以现在呢，这个情况呢比较艰难，就是在彼得所生活的那个年代呢，他有很多的难题，有很多的困难。那么说呢，在这个我刚得救的时候，直到我去天堂之间，我在这个时候我该怎么办呢？
Pretty scary between here and there, isn't it?
所以从这里到那里有点令人恐惧，是不是呢？
Am I going to make it?
我是不是能够做得到呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
Why?
为什么？
Well, the verse says, because we are kept by the power of God.
所以呢，这节经文说呢，我们蒙神之力保守的人。
So the little child is fearful, and his mommy says, don't you worry, I'll keep you, you'll be safe, don't worry.
一个小孩呢，他有点害怕，妈妈说呢，不要担心，我会保证你的安全的。
God says to you and me, you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, don't worry. You're going to be kept.
所以神对那些人相信主耶稣基督为救主的那些人说是不要担心，因为你们是蒙保守的。
How are you going to be kept?
你怎样蒙保守了？
Well, by the power of God.
借着神的大能。
Well, you say, well, that sounds pretty good.
你说这个太好了。
Is there anything in my part?
在我这一部分我应该做什么呢?
And the answer is yes. Rest in it. Keep believing. You'll be kept by the power of God through faith.
是的,就是说呢,你要在里面得安息,但安息呢,继续往前行,因为你要被神的大能保守。
And the more you believe as you go through life,the greater the blessings, and the less you believe, the greater the fears and the trials.
所以这个里面呢，你相信的越多，那么神给你的赐福越多。如果你相信的越少，你就越恐惧在你的试炼中间。
And then there is the conclusion of the salvation.
所以在这个救恩得出一个结论。
At the last time.
在最终末世的时候。
So what is the last time?
你末世是什么呢?
And I'm not sure that we can put a precise event on the last time.
所以我不是很确定我们可以在末世的时候呢把那些事件放在精确的位置上。
The last time in part is the rapture of the church.
所以呢就是说从某种意义上来说呢末世的时候是教会被提。
It's the great blessings of theMarriage supper of the Lamb and all that follows in the millennial kingdom.
所以所有的那个极大的赐福呢，是在羔羊的婚宴上一直持续到千禧年。
It's all heaven thereafter.
所以在这之后呢，都是天堂了。
And that is all part of our salvation.
这个所有的都是我们救恩的一部分。
So when you say I got saved.
那你说我得救了。
You're talking about a big deal.
你谈到的是一件非常大的事。
Remember the sheep, the lost sheep in Luke chapter 15.
你们大家也记得那个迷失的羔羊在路加福音第十五章里。
And the sheep is lying there. Maybe he fell over. Maybe he broke a rib or something.And the sheep is lying there, and the shepherd comes up and takes care of him. And he says, Hallelujah, I'm saved.
所以这个里面那个羔羊呢，他羊躺在那里，他可能就是跌倒了，或者骨头折断了。这个时候呢，那个牧羊人找到他以后，他说 Hallelujah, 我得救了。
And the shepherd picks him up and carries him home.
所以那个牧者把他扛起来，扛回家。
And that may take 5 hours.
这有可能呢花5个小时。
It may take 5 minutes.
也可能5分钟。
It may take 5 days.
也可能5天。
But the sheep is happy because it's being saved.
但是那个羊呢，非常的高兴，因为他得救了。
When he gets home, he's invited to the party.
当他回家以后呢，他请人来他家聚会。
And the shepherd says, "Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep that was lost."
所以那个牧者跟大家说呢，和我一起欢乐吧，因为我找到了我失去的羊。
And I'm not sure precisely how the party would go on, but I assume that the people would come to the shepherd's house for a party.
因为我不知道这样的一个聚会会怎么样进行，但是呢，我很确定的是，很多人来参加这个牧者的聚会。
And they would all start rejoicing.
他们所有人都开始欢欣喜乐。
And one of them would say to the shepherd, "So where's that sheep that was lost?"
所以呢，其中一个人对那个牧者说呢，你找到那个羊在哪里？
And the shepherd would go out, wouldn't he? And bring the sheep in so that all his friends could see the sheep that was lost.
所以那个牧者呢，会出去把那只羊呢，扛进来，所以所有的人都可以看到他失去的那只羊。
And the center of attention would be the sheep.
所以那个是中心的注意点，就是那只羊了。
So we had a Christmas program here at the chapel many years ago.
很多年前呢，我们在那个教堂里有一个圣诞节的节目。
And the theme was built around the subject of the sheep that was lost and was found.
当时那个主题呢，建立在那个就是说是失去的羊被找回来的那个主题上。
And so Norma had a friend, and her friend had a sheep.
所以 Norma 有一个朋友，她的朋友呢有羊。
And the sheep had a lamb.
所以那个羊呢生了一只小羔羊。
And the lamb was only maybe 3 or 4 weeks old.
那羔羊呢大概就是3到4个星期大。
So one of the men in the assembly drove out to Langley.And picked up a sheep on Saturday afternoon.
所以他其中一个人呢，开车到兰里，来把那个星期六的下午把那只羊带到这里来。
And brought him home to the chapel here.
所以来到教堂的家这里。
And we put him on the platform behind the curtains that were there in those days.
因为我把那些所有的那些放在那个在那些日子，我们有个幕放在那个幕后面台子上。
And at precisely the right time in the program, they drew the curtains, and here was this sheep standing in the middle of the platform.
所以在那个时间到的时候呢，那个大幕打开了，他看到那个羊的正站在那个舞台的中间。
And the sheep went.
然后那个羊说 bah.
Okay, and everybody in the audience said, "Wow, this is amazing. That's a real live sheep here in the chapel."
所以呢，每个人都感到非常惊奇，说啊、哦，这个太神奇了，这里有一个羊是活的。
Well, that's something like our salvation.
这个呢，有点像我们的救恩。
The Lord saves us and He brings us home.
所以主呢，就拯救了我们，把我们带回家。
And the right time, he opens the screen, and all his friends see what the Lord has done for you and for me.
所以时间到了，他把那个大门打开，所有的他的朋友们都说呢，哎，主在你在我身上行了什么？
So there's a sense in which that's the last time.
所以呢，从某种意义上来说呢，那就是末世。
Is the Christian going to be kept from the day he says?I believe in Jesus. I'm a sinner. I need a savior. I need a Lord.
所以基督徒在他呢最开始的时候呢，他得救的时候说，我是一个罪人，我需要一个救主，我相信救主。
Is he going to be kept till the last time?
他会不会保守到直到末世呢？
Yes.
是的。
How?
怎么样？
By the power of God.
借着神的大能。
That's a good verse.
这是一个好的经文。
So, hopefully that answers the question.
所以呢，希望这个回答了那个下任的问题。
Okay, 2 Peter, chapter 3.
所以彼得后书第二章。
We're going to start reading at verse 1.
我们要从第一节读起。
And he says, Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior.
This is chapter 3.
Chapter 2 Peter, chapter 3.
Yeah, okay. 彼得后书的第三章哈, 第一节说呢, 亲爱的人呐, 我现在写给你们的是第二封信, 这两封信都是提醒你们激发你们纯洁的心。
So, he's telling them again why he's writing the letter.
他呢, 再次告诉他们, 他为什么要写这封信。
It's very interesting, but many times as you read the Bible, you will read a summary statement that explains why the letter was written, why the message was given.
所以这个是非常有意思的，就是说呢，如果你在圣经里读一些东西的话呢，他通常呢会写给那些一个解释，为什么这封信，为什么这个信息要传递的，为什么写的。
So he says, I'm writing this second epistle to you, which means he's acknowledging that he wrote the first epistle too.
所以他现在说呢，我现在给你们写第二封信，就是说呢，他知道他写了第一封信。
And the common theme in both of them is reminding them that they should have a pure mind. They should think clearly about the circumstances they will find themselves in.
因为这个里面两封信呢都有同样一个主题，就是提醒他们，提醒他们就是说是在他们所处的那样的环境中，他们应该有纯洁的心，他们要诚实。
And he says, I want to remind you, verse 2, of those things which were spoken by the holy prophets.
所以他说第二节说呢，我要提醒你们纪念圣先知们所预先所说的话。
But not only the message of the holy prophets, but he says, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior.
所以这个里面呢，他同样的说呢，不仅仅是圣先知说的话，同样是那些使徒们的命令，就是说主的使徒们。
So which were more important, the words of the holy apostles, or the holy prophets, or the words of the apostles, which is more important?
所以哪一个更重要呢？是圣先知呢，还是那些使徒们？
The answer is they're both important.
答案是两样都很重要。
And so, you don't say to Peter, who are you?
你不会跟彼得说你是谁。
Peter is saying, I have written to you. The other apostles have spoken to you. And we are telling you the same thing that the holy prophet said, and our words are important too.
现在他是彼得说呢，我跟你们说话，其他的那些使徒们也跟你说话，所以我们说的和那些圣先知和众先知说的是一样的主题，所以我们说的都是很重要。So
what is he reminding them of?
他呢，就是在提醒他们什么呢？
Verse 3 says, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days.
第三节说，第一要紧的，该知道末世必有好机巧的人。
What is a scoffer?
那么机巧是什么？
Well, he's someone who says, you don't believe that, do you?
所以就是那些人说，你不会相信那个吧？
Who would believe that?
谁会相信这个呢？
That's all foolishness.
这些都是愚蠢的东西。And
people will tell you today, you say, I believe the Bible. They'll say, what? Why would you ever believe a book like that?
今天仍然有人对你说，你说我相信圣经，他说什么？你为什么要相信那样的事情呢？
When will the scoffers be most powerful?
那么讥诮的人，他们什么时候的能力最大？
In the last day.
在末世的时候。
So we are getting very close to last days now.
所以我们现在非常接近末世了。And
so he says, these scoffers will come. They will be walking according to their own lusts.
这里说呢，这些好讥诮的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥诮。
So they say to you, you can't believe the Bible.
他们说呢，你不可能相信圣经吧？
And you say to them, excuse me, what do you believe?
你就说啊，不好意思，那你相信什么呢？
And if they were honest, they would say, I follow my own lusts.
所以呢，如果他们是诚实的话呢，他说呢，我随从我自己的私欲。
That's what the verse says.
这就是这些经文所说的。
Why do you do what you do? You say to them.
你说呢，对他们说，你为什么要做你做的事情呢？
They probably won't tell you, but deep down inside they say, the reason I do this is because when I do it, I get what I want.
他们有可能不会告诉你，但是在他们内心深处，他们说呢，是如果我这么做的话，我得到了我想要的东西。
And I'm continually reminded of the story they told of the little girl.
因为我一直在想起那个他们告诉我的一个故事，关于一个小女孩。
She had a rocking chair.
她有一个摇椅。
And she used to like to sit in the rocking chair, and she would go back and forth.
她通常呢会坐在那个摇椅上，叫墙后的摇。
And she would say,I want what I want. I like what I like. I want what I want.
他说我想要我想要的，我喜欢我喜欢的，我想要我想要的。
Have you ever met anybody who's older than a little child who basically says the same thing?
你有没有碰到过一个比这个小孩呢要年长的人说，基本上说的是同样的事情呢？
Of course you have.
当然你会碰到。
You might even have sat in the rocking chair yourself.
你可能就是坐在那个摇椅上的那个人。
All right. Now, that's what they're doing. They are walking according to their own lusts.
这就是他们所在做的，他们是从自己的私欲出来。
And so when you speak to them, what do they say? Verse 4.
当你跟他们说话的时候，他们会说什么？第四节。
They say, where is the promise of his coming?
他们说呢，他到来的应许在哪里呢？
They say, Peter wrote this 2,000 years ago.
他们说呢，彼得那是2000年前写的这个。
Jesus hasn't come yet.
主耶稣他还没有来。
You know, they might say, 2,000 years is a long time.
你知道吗？他们可能会说那2000年是很长一段时间。
Where is the promise of his coming?
所以主来的那个应许在哪里呢？
And they will probably laugh when they tell you that.
他们就是说是告诉你这个时候他们可能会嘲笑。
Now remember the verse in Ecclesiastes.
你们再记得在那个传道书里的一些经文。
It says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of men is set in them to do evil.
所以呢，因为那个对人的行恶的这样的审判并没有速速的到来，因此呢，那些人们心里满心想着做邪恶的事。
So you can imagine again, you're the mummy, and you got a little boy, Wally we'll call him, and Wally does something, and mummy says, Wally, don't do that.
因为你们都是妈妈，你可以想象一个小孩子，我们把他叫瓦里。瓦里有时候他做的一些事情，他妈妈说：“瓦里，你为什么要做那件事情呢？”
And Wally says, "Why not?"
瓦里说：“为什么不做呢？”
And mommy says, "When you do that, you'll get hurt."
所以呢，妈妈说呢，如果你们做，你会受伤。
So Wally says, "I don't know," and he goes out and does it again, and he doesn't get hurt.
所以瓦里说我不知道，然后他又去做了，真受了伤。
And he does it again, he doesn't get hurt.
他再次做又受了伤。
And after a while, he says, "You don't have to believe mummy, you know."
所以过了一段时间后，他说你不用相信妈妈说的话。
Because she says, don't do it, it's not good. And I go ahead and do it, and everything's okay.
他说那因为他说的不要去做，不要去做对你不好，但是我做了，现在一切的还是没事。
Now, Norma will tell you that that's not the way it was in our house.
所以 Norma 也会告诉你，这不是他们家的那个行事方式。
When mommy said, don't do it.
当我们的妈妈说不做。
What she meant was, don't do it.
她的意思就是你不要做。
And if we went ahead and did it,
如果我们照着去做的话,
either we would get hurt out there or
所以呢,或者我们在那里呢,受到伤害,或者
Mommy would say,
妈妈会打你,
don't do it.
妈妈说不要做。
So we had to be taught that when God says don't do it, he means don't do it.
所以呢，我们必须要受到这样的教育。就神说不要做的时候，他的意思就是不要做。
But most things in life, you can get away with, even if it's wrong, for at least some time.
但是呢，在人生中有很多事情，就算你做错了，在某段时间，你仍然能够逃脱。
Most of the times you speed, you don't get a ticket.
大多数时候你超速的时候并不会收到罚单。
And on and on it goes.
所以呢你不断的超速不断超速。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思呢?
Does it mean that when God says no, he doesn't really mean no?
所以这个意是不是意味着神说不的时候呢他不意味着不呢?
When he says judgment is coming,Does he mean judgment is coming, or no, I just wanted to scare you?
所以呢，当他说审判要来的时候，是不是意味着审判要来，而不是说，或者说他说，我只想吓唬你一下呢？
So verse 4 again, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.
第四节说，说他到来的应许在哪里呢？因为从父辈睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
You know, if you sat down with somebody who lived 100 years ago,
如果你对这些跟一个活在100年前的人说
，and you would say to them, "You lived in Vancouver. What kind of weather did you have?"
说你呢住在温哥华，那么温哥华的天气怎么样
？What would they describe?
他们会怎么描述？
Same kind of weather we've got.
是我们同今天同样的天气。
And if you went back 500 years, you'd probably get the same thing.
所以你回到500年前，大概同样是一样的天气。
And they say, all things carry on as they always have. Everything's the same. Don't you worry. Everything's going to be the same. God is not going to judge.
他说呢，就是说呢，所有的事情呢，从很久以来都是一样的，到现在还是一样，将会持续是一样，不要担心神会审判。
Now, that is the basic philosophy of the world today.
这是当今世界的基本哲学。
What is the principle of evolution?
那么进化论的那个规律是什么？
Evolution says things just sort of carry on, and they carry on, and they carry on. And so you can project back as far as you want. Take what's today, just project back. Same thing, everything carries on.
进化论说一切都是这样持续、持续、持续。你可以从今天呢往回追溯，不管你追溯到多久，都是一样的，只是这样持续、持续。
It is a philosophy of Uniformitarianism.
所以这个是那个就是均变论的那样的一个哲学。
Okay, how many syllables in the word uniformitarianism?
所以呢，在这个 uniform materialism 里面有几个音节了？
9.
9个。
If you're learning English, that's a hard word.
如果你学英语的话，这是一个非常难的单词。
Uniformitarianism.
Uniformitarianism.
Okay. What's it mean? It means everything just carries on in a uniform fashion.
所以呢，这个意思是所有的事情都持续，就是说，在一个统一的方式持续。
Now, there is an opposite to that.
所以相反也有一个。
And some people call it catastrophism.
有些人把它称之为灾变论。
Catastrophism means there was a catastrophe.
所以呢，那个灾变论的意思呢，就是说曾经发生一个大灾。
And things changed.
然后事情改变了。
They tell me that there was a volcanic explosion a couple of hundred years ago.
他们讲到呢，就是几百年前有一个火山爆发。
I think it was at Krakatoa.
我认为是在卡卡托拉。
And the volcanic explosion was so great that much volcanic ash was put into the sky.
所以呢，就这个火山爆发呢，如此的强大，很多火山灰尘呢，就是喷到空中去了。
The explosion took place in the South Pacific.
所以呢，这个火山爆发呢，是在南太平洋爆发的。And
there was so much ash in the sky that there was no summer in Pennsylvania, in the United States.
因为火山灰如此的多在空中，所以在美国的宾夕法尼亚没有夏天了。And
so that summer was different because of the catastrophe at Krakatoa.
所以呢，那个夏天呢是不同的，是因为在那个Krakatoa 有一个火山爆发。So
everything carries on just fine unless some catastrophe comes in.
所以呢，每件事情呢就会持续下去，直到中间发生了灾变。But
God is often the author of a catastrophe.
所以呢，神通常是那些灾的作者。And
so God intervenes in the affairs of this world.
所以神呢，干预呢。
So let's read about that, verse 5.
所以我们来读第五节。
For this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water.
第五节说他们故意忘记从太古借神的道有了诸天并从水而出扔在水中的地。
What do they willfully forget? They forget that God spoke and the worlds were created, Genesis chapters 1 and 2.
所以呢，他们故意忘记的是什么呢？ 是神通过说话，然后创造了世界， 是创世纪第一章、第二章。
Oh no, Darwin says, it's all evolution, just carries on like this, from the time there was just a little protozoa until we got up to what we've got today. And God says, no. There was a day when there was nothing, and then I said, and the worlds were created.
所以这个里面的达尔文说，不，不，不，不是这样的，世界呢，只是从最开始那个三叶虫开始就一直持续到现在呢，都是这样的。神说，不是的，是我说了话，所以世界才开始了。And
then he goes on and says in verse 6, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water.
第六节说，因此当时的世界被水淹没，就消失了。There
was a day in Noah's day when God sent a flood.
所以在挪亚的那个时代呢，神呢降下了洪水。What
happened in the flood?
在洪水里发生了什么呢？
Well, God judged the people who were in the world, and they all drowned.
所以神呢，就是审判了整个世界的人，他们都淹死了。Darwin
can't explain that.
达尔文解释不了这一点。Evolution
doesn't understand that.
进化论也理解不了这一点。God
says, I will intervene.
神说我会干预。We
could forget that.
我们可能会忘记这一点。Darwin
is trying to teach the entire world to forget that.
所以神，达尔文试图呢教导整个世界忘记这一点。
The students at school and university are taught that God never intervenes because there is no God.
所以呢，学校里教学生们，直到小学、大学，都说呢，就是神呢从来没有干预过，因为从来没有神。
Verse 7 says, But the heavens and the earth which now exist are kept in store by the same word of God, reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
第七节说，但现在的诸天与地还是借着那同样的道存留，只留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。
What happened when God intervened last time?
所以呢，在上次神干预的时候发生了什么呢？
Millions of people living on the earth died by drowning.
成百万的生活在地上的人呢，都是被淹死的。
What's going to happen next time?
下次会发生什么呢？
Millions of people, billions of people will be burned.
所以呢，成百万的，成十几亿的人都会被烧死。
All right, so why do people believe it today?
当今人为什么要相信呢？
Why do they believe in uniformitarianism?
他们为什么要相信军辩论呢？
Well, they willfully forget what God did.
他们故意要忘记神所做的。
One of the most amazing things is that if you go to science classes in school or university today,You will learn all about science, but you will not learn about the flood.
在这个里面，其中一个非常的有意思的事情呢，如果你去学校或者去大学学习科学的话，你在科学里面可以学到很多东西，但是呢，你就学不到大洪水。
Why don't they believe in the flood?
他们为什么不相信那个有大洪水呢？
Because they chose to forget.The flood. That's what it says. They willfully forget this.
因为他们选择故意忘记这个大洪水，这就是这节经文所讲的。
Three reasons why we believe in the flood.
所以有三个理由为什么我们要相信有大洪水。
The first is that the Bible says so.
第一个呢，就是圣经这么说的。
The second is that wherever you go in the world,You will find the aboriginal societies who live there have a story of the flood.
所以呢，不管，第二个是不管你去世界任何一个地方，任何的那些原住民的部落呢，都有关于世界范围大洪水的故事。
And I told you that if you just go to the chief,Near Squamish, you go up to the top of the hill there, and you can see the monument that says that the Indian community that were here long before George Vancouver got near this place, they believe that there was a flood that was so high it covered Grouse Mountain, but just didn't cover Garibaldi or Mount Baker.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，如果你去到那个关闭是有个叫酋长山的那个山顶上，他们那里立了一个碑，那个碑上记载着说呢，在那个乔治温哥华的发现温哥华之前呢，很久以前呢就已经有了这样的一个大洪水。大洪水呢，当时的那个洪水呢，淹到一个什么程度呢？把那个 Grouse Mountain 都淹了，只是没有淹到他那里和那个Mountain Baker。
All over the world.You get stories like that. How did they ever come if it wasn't true that there was a great flood?
你在世界上很多地方都能找到这样的故事。那么说呢，如果真的这个大洪水不是真的话，他们哪来的那样的故事呢？
And there's a third reason.
哎，第三个理由。
The third reason comes from geology.
所以第三个理由是来自那个地理学。
And as geologists, analyze the formations, the structures in the world,They say, big things have happened, big changes have come, and the only explanation is a worldwide flood.
所以呢，当他们的就是去分析了研究了那个地层的结构的时候呢，他说形成这样的地层结构的唯一的原因呢，就是世界有一个世界范围的大洪水发生过。
But of course, if there were a real worldwide flood, that would mean that there was a God who caused the worldwide flood.
所以呢，就是说，如果真的有一个世界范围的大洪水，那么说一定有一位神，他让这个大洪水发生的。
And if there's a God who caused the worldwide flood, then that would mean that what he did before he's going to do again.
所以呢，如果有一位神呢，他呢让整个世界范围内发生大洪水，那么意味着呢，他会再次行同样的事情。
And that would mean he doesn't like the things that I like, so I'm going to pretend that there was no flood.
所以呢，这个意味着呢，神不喜欢我喜欢的东西，那么说呢，我就要假装没有大洪水了。
Then I can pretend there is no God, and therefore I can go ahead and do whatever I want. I want what I want.
所以呢，然后呢，我就可以假装没有神去做我想做的事情，我做我想要做的。
So you can imagine the little girl in the corner saying, I want what I want.
你可以去想象那个，就是一个小女孩，她会说呢，我想要我想要的。
But you'd be surprised if the professor at UBC was sitting in the corner saying, I want what I want.
但是呢，如果你看到一个 UBC 的大学教授坐在那里说 "I want the 我的 I want 的，我想要我想要的"，你就会感到很奇怪了。
So he won't do that, but that's what he's saying.
他不会那么去做，但是那是他所想的。
Verse 5 again, for this they willfully forget.
所以第五节再次说呢，他们故意忘记。
All right, now verse 8. But beloved, do not forget this one thing. They forget lots of things. This is what you must not forget.
第八节说呢，但蒙爱的人呢，有一件事情你们不可忘记。他们忘记了很多事情，但这一件事情他们不能忘记。
That with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as one day.
就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
God's got a different perspective on time than we have.
所以神对时间的概念对我们来说是不一样的。
And the Bible makes it abundantly clear that God's plans are not always completed in one lifetime.
所以呢，圣经呢，大量的就是说是讲得很清楚啊，大多数事情不会说在你的一生内发生。
God was doing a great work in Abraham's life.
所以神在亚伯拉罕的一生中行了伟大的工作。
2,000 years ago.
2000多年前。
He made some promises on those occasions.
他在那些情况下做出了一些应许。
Today, 4,000 years later, there is war in Israel.
所以今天4000年以后，今天在以色列有一场战争。
Why the war?
为什么有战争呢？
Why was Israel not defeated yet?
所以为什么以色列人到现在还没被打败了？
Answer, because of God's promises.
答案是就是因为神的应许。
He's doing all kinds of things over there. He isn't saying Israel is innocent. He's simply saying, I've made promises to Israel, and I'm going to continue to work them out.
所以呢，他这现在呢，他在那里做了很多的工作。神说呢，就是说我对以色列人呢，就是说行了很多的应许，今天我还要守这些应许。
But that was 4,000 years ago.
但这个是4000多年之前。
God says, well, that's all right. That's like 4 days ago.
所以神说呢，没关系了，就跟4天前一样。
God's got his own timetable. Don't force God onto your timetable.
神有他的时间表，不要强迫神去按照你的时间表做。
All right, verse 9.
第九节。
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
第九节，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，而是对我们恒久忍耐，不愿一人灭亡，而愿人人都悔改。
The Lord says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die."
所以，主说呢，那些有罪的灵魂呢，就应该死。
So have you ever sinned?
你有没有犯过罪呢？
Why aren't you dead?
为什么你还没死？
Well, you deserve to be dead, don't you?
你该死是不是呢？
Bible says the soul that sins shall die. You sin, why aren't you dead?
所以圣经说呢，犯了罪的灵魂应该死，你犯了罪，为什么你没死了？
The Lord says, well, I'm going to hold off on that sentence of death.In order that you might come to repentance.
所以主说呢，我会要延迟这样的对那些罪的审判，以便你可以悔改。
So when you and I got saved, we said, Lord, I know that I deserve to die, but I believe that you didn't kill me when I sinned. You waited.Because you want me to repent and get saved. Thank you.
当我们得救的时候呢，我们说了，我是有罪的，我是该死。但是呢，您却拯救了我，因为呢，您呢把这个审判呢延时没有杀我呢，是因为可以让我悔改。我们说呢，感谢您。
So when you got saved.Why didn't God say, oh, that's great, it worked, I'm going to take you to heaven right now?
所以当你得救的时候呢，神为什么不说呢，啊，太好了，这个有效，我现在就把你带到天堂去了。
And one of the reasons is because God wants other people to get saved too.
其中的一个原因是呢，就神也想要其他的人也得救。
Oh, you say, that's wonderful. I wonder why I'm still alive.
所以你说这个太奇妙了，我就是奇怪，我为什么我还活着
？Maybe it's because I can tell other people about Jesus, and they can get saved and repent and go to heaven too.
也许呢，是我可以去告诉其他的人关于主耶稣基督，他们也可以悔改，他们也可以去到天堂。
How many would like the Lord? Would the Lord Jesus like to get saved?
所以主耶稣基督想要多少人得救呢
？What's it say?
这里是怎么说的？
All.
所有的人。
All. Does the Lord Jesus Christ love everybody?
主耶稣基督他爱每一个人吗？
Yeah, even that person that you don't like very much?
是的，就算你不非常喜欢的那个人他也爱。
Yeah, all. It's marvelous.
所有的人，这是一个非常奇妙的。
All right. That's basically the logic.Of what's going on in the world.
这个基本上是这个世界上的逻辑。
People believe in evolution because they are saying we don't believe that God will judge sin. We don't believe God ever did judge sins. We don't even believe there's a God. If there's no God, there can be no intervention, no catastrophe. We believe in uniformitarianism.
所以进化呢，基本上就是说，神呢，我们相信世界是这样的，一直持续的。神呢，将来呢不会审判，也甚至说呢，神过去也没审判过。我们甚至是不相信那里有一个神，从来没有任何的灾变在世界上发生过，也没有任何的神去干预过。那么说呢，我们就相信君变论。
And God says, doesn't matter what you evolutionists believe, I want you to remember one thing, verse 10. The day of the Lord will come.
所以呢，神说的不管你们相信进化论人相信什么，但是我要你们记住一件事情，就是说是在说呢，主看一日如千年。
Now, if you'd lived in Vancouver at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel 25 years ago, you would remember that line.
所以呢，如果你在那个就是说是25年前你住在温哥华，住在第十六街分教会，你就会记住这一句话。
Many people who call themselves Christians and believed in the rapture said they probably knew when the rapture would come.
所以呢，很多人呢，他们相信那个圣经，他们相信主耶稣，相信那个有那个就是说是教会被提，他们说呢，我们可能知道什么时候这个教会被提会到来。
And they said, for many, many reasons, they said, the Lord will return for his people in the year 2000.
他们说呢，很多很多原因，我们可以相信主会来到接他的子民，在2000年的时候。
One of their arguments was given to me by Josh this morning.
所以他们就给我的这样论点呢，是Josh 给他
No, that's not Josh. Vic.
的。
Sorry, Josh. Vic.
这不是老陈，是老王，抱歉，老陈。
And Vic says, there were 2,000 years between Adam and Noah, 2,000 years between Noah and Abraham, 2,000 years between Abraham and Jesus, 2,000 years between Jesus and us.
所以老王今天早晨说呢，在那个亚当到那个挪亚有2000年，挪亚呢到亚伯拉罕呢有2000年，亚伯拉罕到主耶稣有2000年，那么呢在下界接着2000年，主耶稣到我们。
All right, so that's what they said. And Vic, we just got those numbers a little bit wrong.
所以这就是老王所说的，他可能那个数字有点不准确。
2,000 years between Adam and Abraham, and then 2,000 years between Abraham and the Lord Jesus. That's right.
所以那是2000年，从那个那个亚当到亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕呢，在2000年，亚伯拉罕到主耶稣。
So many people. Christians around the world were saying the Lord Jesus will come in 2000, sorry, in the year 2000.
所以呢，很多在世界上基督徒呢说呢，主耶稣基督会在2000年来。
And of course, when the year 2000 was over, they all said, I guess we were wrong.
所以呢，当然呢，就是2000年过去以后呢，2000年过去以后，他们所有人都说他们错了。
And Jeffrey Lloyd, one of our overseers, quoted it almost every time you heard him. And he said, But the day of the Lord will come.
Jeffrey Lloyd 就是我们之前的教会的一个长老，他经常引用这句话。他说：“但是主一定会来。
And he says, doesn't matter what people say, even if good people say that it's going to happen at a particular time and it doesn't happen, just remember this, the day of the Lord will come.
他说：“不管人们怎么说，就算那些好人，他们也说呢，在特定的时间主要来，但是呢，这个不重要。他说，你要记住，主一定会来。”
And all the university professors can say, we don't believe it.
所有的大学的教授们都会说，我们不相信。
But the day of the Lord will come.
但是主一定会来。
So you can underline that phrase if you want. You probably want to underline almost every other line in the Bible, but that's a good line.
所以呢，你可以把那句话划重点，如果你愿意的话。但是呢，就是在圣经，你的圣经里可能划了很多重点，但这一个重点呢，也是应该划的。
He will come as a thief in the night.
所以呢，他就像那个贼一样，在晚上到来。
When the thief comes to your house, does he phone you ahead of time and say, at 2 o'clock this morning, I'll be there, open the door?
所以，当那个贼要在你家呢偷东西的时候，他会给你打电话说凌晨2点，我要来你家偷东西，把门打开。
No, the thief in the night comes when you're not expecting him.
不是的，就是那个贼在晚上来说，你根本想不到。
I I dreamt last night that the thief had come to my house.
昨天晚上我做了个梦, 小偷进了我家。
I was pretty upset.
我非常的沮丧。
I had two friends in my house, and they were helping me fix the yard.
所以我有两个朋友在我家里, 他们帮我那个修园子。
We were all outside fixing the yard.
我们所有都在外面呢, 就是修园子。
And the thief came in the doorway when we were outside.
当我们都在外面的时候呢,
Well, frankly, when I woke up, I wasn't very happy.
坦率地说,
I thought, oh dear. And then I realized it was just a dream. I was much happier then.
所以我说,
Nobody likes it when the thief comes.
所以没有人喜欢小偷进你家。
When the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, he's going to come as a thief in the night.
所以当主耶稣基督来接我们的时候，他就像一个贼一样进到晚上进来。
But his coming is going to be very profound the next time.
但下一次他来的时候呢，他有非常深刻的意义。
The heavens as we understand them will pass away with a great noise.
所以我们理解的这样的诸天呢，必在一声巨响中废去。
The elements will melt with fervent heat.
有形质的都要被烈火融化。
The earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
地和其中的工作都要烧尽了。
Do you think the world was changed after Noah's flood? Or in the flood of Noah's day?
所以呢，你认为就是在那个大洪水以后，世界比那个挪亚的时候，那个世界改变了吗？
Big changes.
有巨大的改变。
What's going to happen next time?
下一次会发生什么呢？
Bigger changes.
还要大的改变。
The old is going to be completely swept away, and what survives will be brand new.
所有的旧的东西都会被抹去，幸存下来的都是全新的。
Verse 11 says, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved.
第十一说,
everything associated with the earth will be completely destroyed. Here the word dissolved is used.
都会被完完全全的抹去，所以这里用了一个融化的这个词。
Dissolved is an interesting word.
所以融化是一个非常有意思的故事。
If you put something in water and it dissolves, can you see it afterwards?
所以你把有些东西放在水里，然后融化了，在这之后你还能看到那个东西吗？
No, it's all changed.
不会的，所有都改变了。
And that's what's going to happen. The things that used to be are all going to be dissolved.
所以呢，这就是将要发生的事情。过去呢，那样的一些所有的东西都会融化。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思？
Here's the conclusion of this long argument.
所以这里是这一个长的论点的结论。
What manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conduct and godliness?
你们为人该怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔呢？
That's the implication of it all, isn't it?
这是所有的暗指的，是不是？
Doesn't matter what you put yourself into, it's all going to vanish.
所以呢，不管你在里面投入了什么，都会那个消失。
So the man says, I want to be a millionaire.
所以一个人说呢，我想成为百万富翁。
Congratulations, what's going to be left?
所以呢，恭喜你。那么说呢，会留下什么呢？
Okay, I want to be famous. What's going to be left?
我要出名，那么会留下什么呢？
Nothing.
什么都没有。
I want to do great things. I want to be an engineer and build bridges. I want to be an architect and build buildings. I want to. What's going to be left?
所以呢，我想做一些 大的伟大的事情，我想成为一个工程师建桥梁，我想成为一个建筑师，去建房子，还有建造其他的。那么什么会留下呢？
Nothing.
什么也没有，
What is going to survive?
什么东西会幸存下来了？
Holy conduct and godliness.
圣洁和金钱。
It's amazing. That's all that's going to be left.
所以这是非常神奇的，这就是所有能够留下来的。
Holy conduct.
所以圣洁，
How many politicians do you know? Who are going to be remembered for their holy conduct and godliness?
所以呢，有多少政客他们会被人记住，是因为他们圣洁的行为和金钱呢？
Answer, not very many.
答案是没有多少。
I probably told you before, I used to go to London, England often many years ago.
所以我以前可能跟大家讲过去呢，我经常去那个英国的伦敦，
I would go to Westminster Abbey
我会去那个新西敏大教堂，西敏寺大教堂。
and I would stand at the memorial for William Wilberforce.
所以我会站在那里纪念 William Wilberforce。
Yeah. Okay, now, not too many people know William Wilberforce.
所以没有人知道，就是 William Wilberforce 是
He
谁。
was a man born with a deformed body.
他是一个人的出生就残疾的，
He never played tennis.
他从来没有那个，就是说是去
He
做
never did a
运
lot
动。
of things that normal kids did.
他并没有做很多，就是说是普通孩子可以做的事情。
But when he was a man, he realized that the British Empire that was ruling the world
当他成人以后呢，他意识到呢，那个大英帝国统治着世界。
was wrong when it spent a lot of time and money building the slave trade.
所以呢，他说那个是错的。他们呢，就是说是花了大量的时间和金钱呢，去建造那个奴隶制。
He managed to get himself elected to the British Parliament.
所以他让自己呢，选入了英国议会。
And he would stand in front of Parliament and tell them that the slave trade was wrong and they shouldn't be treating those people that way.
所以呢，就是说呢，他站在议会里跟他们说呢，奴隶制是错的，他们不应该那样对待那些人。
And they laughed at him and they mocked him.
他们嘲笑他，讥诮他。
And they probably said, Your problem is you can't even stand up straight.
他们说呢，你的问题，你连站都站不直。
And he kept preaching it and preaching it.
他呢，不断的跟他们讲。
By the time he was dead, the British Empire had ceased the slave trade.
所以在他死的那个时候呢，那个英国呢，废除了奴隶制。
Wilberforce might have been rich.
所以呢，他有可能是有钱。
And he might have done a few other things, I doubt it.
他有可能做很多其他事情，我不怀疑。
All that matters is that he lived a life of holy conduct and godliness. He loved the Lord Jesus.
所有的重要的事情呢，他是活出了一个圣洁的行为，他敬虔，他爱主耶稣基督。
And he said, if Jesus loves me, he loves the slaves too, and they should be treated fairly.
所以他说呢，如果主耶稣基督爱我的话，他也会爱奴隶，所以奴隶也应该得到公平的对待。
I think he paid attention to this beautiful verse 11.
所以呢，我认为呢，他呢就是完全注意到了这一节美丽的经文第11节。
Why verse 12?
为什么第十二节？
Looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God.
你切切的盼仰望神的日子来到。
There is coming a day of God.
所以这里有一个神的日子要来到。
Do you remember what the Lord Jesus said to his accusers when they were about to crucify him?
所以你记不记得主耶稣基督的那些呢？就是说控告他要钉他十字架的人说的什么呢？
He said, "This is your hour and the power of darkness."
他这是你们的时候，是那个黑暗的力量。
And at the time that the Lord Jesus was crucified, he was subject to the day of the Lord. No, he was subject to the hour of the wicked people who were about to crucify him.
所以呢，主耶稣基督他被钉十字架的时候呢，他是在那个那些要钉他十字架的人的那些日子里。
They had their power in that hour.
他们在那个时候有他们的权柄。
Now, following that, there will come a day in the Bible called the Day of the Lord.
所以在那之后呢，接着来的呢，有一个时候呢，被称之为主的时候日子。
And the day of the Lord will be a time when the Lord executes judgment on the world.
所以呢，主的日子将是那个日子呢，神在世界上行使审判的日子。
Okay, that's going to be a scary day.
那个是令人恐惧的日子。
It was scary for the Lord Jesus when it was their hour.
所以这同样也是可怕的，当主耶稣在他们的那些日子里。
Going to be scary in judgment day when it is the day of the Lord.
因为在那个就是说是审判的日子也会非常的恐惧，就是那些主的日子来的时候。
But this is the day of God.
但这是神的日子。
And so, as you study the Bible, you'll find that the day of God follows the day of the Lord.
所以呢，你如果学习圣经，你会发现呢，神的日子紧跟着主的日子。
The day of the Lord puts down the enemy.
所以主的日子呢，打倒敌人。
And the day of God raises all that's good.
所以呢，在神的日子兴起所有的好的东西。
Would you like to live in the day of God?
你喜欢住在神的日子里面吗？
Well, you say, yeah. And then you'd read Revelation 21, 22 and realize all the wonderful things that are going to happen in the day of God.
所以呢，你说是的。哦，那如果你去读启示录21章、22章的话，那你就会发现所有的神的日子的那些奇妙的事情。
And we say, Lord, I'd kind of like the day of God to come soon, please.
所以我们说主啊，我就喜欢那个神的日子快快来到。
So verse 12 again. Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat.
你这个里面说呢，在那日子诸天被火烧就融化了，有形的有形质的都要被烈火融化。
So this is the day of the Lord that will precede and make possible the day of God.
所以这就是说是那个主的日子在进行，让那个神的日子可能来到。
Verse 13 says, Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells, that will be the day of God.
第十三节说，但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有意居在其中，这就会是神的日子。
Okay, it's going to be a day in which righteousness dwells.
所以这那个日子里有意居住在其中。
You ever been cheated by anybody?
有没有被人欺骗过了？
Yeah, you say I have.
你说是是。
Did you enjoy it?
你享受那个吗？
No more than I enjoyed my dream about being robbed in the middle of the night.
所以呢，你不会去享受那个。就算我在梦中呢，在晚上被那个小偷偷了，我都不会。
It never even happened, but I still felt bad.
就算都没发生过，仍然感觉不好。
So we're looking forward to the day in which righteousness will dwell, and it's a day coming, and we say hallelujah.
所以我们盼望着那个就有意在其中居住的日子，当那个日子来到的时候，我们说哈利路亚。
Now, the logic that we're using here in verse 13, 14, this logic is all the simple logic that Peter is referring to in both of his epistles.
所以呢，这个第十三节、十四节的这个逻辑都是一个简单的逻辑，就是彼得在他的第一封、第二封书信里所写的关于主耶稣基督来的时候。
He's basically saying, you must remember that there is a day coming. This is the day that's coming. Prepare for it.
基本上说呢，那些日子要来了。那么现在呢，就是你要为那些日子哪一道做准备的时候了。
If you see it coming, prepare.
所以如果你知道它要来，你就要准备。
So I gave you the illustration, didn't I, of the price of gold.
所以我跟大家讲个这个例子，是不是呢？就是金价。
And I told you that in the year 1967-68,I said to myself, Harold, why don't you buy some gold?
所以我跟大家说呢，在1967年、1968年的时候，我跟自己说呢 ，Harold， 你那个时候为什么不买点金子呢
？I said, Harold, you could buy gold at $2.50 an ounce.
我说 ，Harold， 那个时候的金价呢，只有2.5块一盎司。
That's about as far as I went.
这就是我所知道的。
But had I bought, let's use the word, if I bought $10,000 and I'd bought gold in 1967, $10,000 in gold in 1967.
所以呢，我假设我在1967年买了10,000块的金子。
And let's assume that gold today is only worth $3,000 an ounce.
所以我们现在假设今天的金价是3,000块一盎司。
It's actually worth more than that, but it's going up and down like this all the time.
所以呢，实际上比这个价还高，但是呢，在这个时间金价是上上下下的。
So if I put $10,000 in at $2.50, what could I sell that $10,000 worth of gold for today?
所以如果我当时呢买了10,000块的以2.5块进的，那么今天如果我卖掉能卖多少钱？
I know some of you are good mathematicians and some of you aren't, but anyway.
你们大家一个数学可能非常好，但是有些呢。
If I bought it at $2.50 an ounce and sold it for $2,500 an ounce, that would have been a profit of three zeros. Is that right?
13 million.
Yeah. So I probably, if I bought it $10,000 then at $2.50, I probably would have $12-13 million today.
因为就说是，如果我当时就是说是2.5块买了，现在2,500块卖掉，他说呢，应该是12到1,200万到1,300万，我想应该是3,000。
So sometimes when I recount the mistakes I made in my life, that's one of them. And I say, I think I should have bought some gold in 1967 or 68.
所以有时候呢，我算一下我人生犯的一些错误的，我其实觉得这是其中的一个。我那个67年呢，我应该买10,000块的金子。
Okay. What would the foolishness be if we said, we don't believe in God? We don't realize that everything that here is going to be dissolved. We're like the professors. We are willfully forgetful of the fact that God will judge. He said he is going to judge. He said he is going to destroy all that is here. He's going to make new. What fools we would be.
所以呢，就是说是，我们所有的，所以都这些的告诉我们，我们都像那个大学那教授我们一样，故意期望记。如果那神说呢，那么说他要在地上改变，且这些日子会来，但是我们故意忘记的话，我们是多么的愚蠢呢？
Verse 14 again. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found in him in peace, without spot and blameless.
第十四节说，因此，蒙爱的人呐，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
What kind of persons do we want to be?
我们想要成为什么样的人呢？
Well, we want to be found in him.
所以我们要在他里面找的，被发现在他里面。
What is more important than your relationship with Jesus?
所以还有什么比你和主耶稣基督的关系重要呢？
Answer, nothing.
答案是没有。
We want to be found in him.
我们想要被在他里面被找到。
Okay. We want to be on the winning side.
我们想要站在赢的那一边。
And we don't just want to be standing on the winning side. We want to be with the victor, in the day of his victory.
所以我们不仅仅只是想站在胜利的这一边，我们要和得胜者在他胜利的日子里和他一起得胜。
And then the little phrase, in peace.
所以呢，一个小小的词叫那个有平安。
You know, there's great peace associated with the fact that we are in the victor.
所以呢，从另外一个方面说呢，这个和平呢是平安，是因为我们是和得胜者在一起的。
What could happen if you were beside the victor?
所以如果你站在那个是得胜者旁边，会发生什么呢？
Somebody could throw a stone at you and you might get hit.
所以有些人可能向你扔个石头，你会被砸到。
But if you're in the victor, what could happen?
但如果你在那个得胜者里面，会发生什么呢？
Nothing. He's the victor.
就是没有什么，他因为他是。
Nothing can get to you. You're in him. Beautiful phrase.
因为他是胜利者。如果说是你在那个胜者里面的，没有人能伤害到你，这是一个很美的一个词。
Without spot and blameless.
所以无可指责。
What's without spot mean?
所以那没有玷污是什么意思？
Well, that's without spot means there's no spot on you in you. How can I say it? That's coming up. How can I say it?
所以那如果是没有玷污，怎么就说呢？
There's only certain people that see all the spots.
所以只有一些人，一类的人，他可以看到很多点污点。
We have a phrase in English. I don't know if it's in Chinese, but it goes like this. It won't show with your coat on.
所以呢，就是说是，我们的英语里有这样的一句话，不知道中文有没有。 就是如果你穿着衣服，就看不见。So
if I had a big shirt rip in my shirt here, what would I do?
所以我在那个衣服上有一个大的污点，我怎么做？
Well, I button up my jacket, and you'd never notice that I got a rip in my shirt.
所以呢，我就把那个外套穿上，所以你看不见我这个衬衣上的皱纹。
And so it's important that we not have a spot because God can see the spot.
所以对我们来说是啊，我们对我们非来说非常重要的是没有污点，因为神可以看到那个污点。So
God can see the spot and I can see the spot, but you can't see the spot.
但神可以看到你那个污点，我可以看那个污点，但你自己就看不到。Well,
that's very important.
这个是非常重要的。But
it's also very important that we don't have anything that we could be blamed for. We're blameless.
那同样呢，就是说也是重要的。我们不应该有任何事情可以被指责
Now,
的。
other people can see the blame.
大多数人可以看到，你可以指责你。
Okay, and I told you about my friend who went marching off to jail one day. Very embarrassing because some of us saw him.
所以呢，我就告诉过你，我的朋友他有一天呢去到监狱的路上，这个非常尴尬，因为有很多人看见他了。
Bad enough that he went.
所以呢，他去监狱本来就很糟糕，
But worse than we saw him go.
但是我们看见他进监狱就更糟了。
We're not to have the spot that God can see and we can see, and we're not to have the blame that others can see.
我们不应该有那个，就是说是那样的污点，神可以看到，我们可以看到，我们也不应该有那样的污点，那别人可以看到，别人可以指责我们。
Verse 14 has these interesting phrase. It says, looking forward to these things.
所以呢，就是说是第14节有一个非常有意思的词组，说我们期盼、盼望着这些事儿。
Peter's theme is, don't forget them.
所以彼得的主题是不要忘记
，Look forward to them.
去盼望这些事。
Sometimes, you get something in life that you really look forward to.
所以有时候呢，在你的人生之中呢，有你非常盼望的事。
Sometimes you say, I'm going to go on a trip.
有时候呢，你说呢，我要去旅行。
And you look forward to it.
你盼望着你这趟旅行。
When I was a little boy, I was interested in Christmas.
当我是个小男孩说呢，我非常的喜欢圣诞节。
And often I could tell you how many days between now and Christmas.
所以通常呢，我可以告诉你到现在到圣诞节有多少天。
We had a friend once here who was a school teacher.
我们有一个朋友呢，他过去是学校的老师。
And she taught school from September to June.
他呢就是教学生从9月份到6月份。
And I said to her one day, it's the beginning of June. When will you get out of school?
所以呢，他说是6月的开始，你什么时候呢？可以不教书了呢
？And she said, 13 days.
他说还有13天。
I thought, she really wants to get out of school. Tomorrow she's going to say 12 days.
所以我说他真的想离开学校，因为他说呢，明天他会说还有12天呢。
Look forward to going to heaven.
所以我们盼望着进入天堂。
You can't put days on it, but you can get excited about it.
你呢不能把日子算在里头，但是呢你可以感到兴奋。
And that's what Paul is saying, or Peter is saying. He's saying, listen, be diligent, look forward to these things.
这就是彼得所说的，你看看你们既盼望这事，应当殷勤。
Peter, not Peter. Paul uses the phrase in the book of Colossians, and he says, I can't remember what verse I was going to quote, but basically he's saying, seek those things that are above. This is the phrase, set your affection upon. Think about it.
他说呢，就是说是使徒保罗在那哥罗西书时说是把你的苦难放在一边去想一想。
All right, well, that's pretty much the end of our time today, and that's the end of that theme. We pick up a slightly different theme in verse 13. So we'll finish off 2 Peter next week, Lord willing.
所以呢，基本上呢，我们今天呢要停在这里。今天是呢，下个星期呢，主若许可，我们会结束那个彼得后书。
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
所以我们呢，做一个祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the truths of God.
主啊，我们要感谢神的真理。
Lord, would you please make sure that we set our affection on the things that are above?
所以主啊，求您呢，让我们确保我们的感情呢放在上面。
We would be very foolish if we were like these scoffers who said, "Oh, I got lots of time."
所以呢，如果我们像这些讥诮的人说呢，我们有很多的时间，那么我们会非常的愚蠢。
Maybe Jesus will never come.
也许主耶稣都永远不会来。
And probably he won't come in my lifetime, so I got lots of time.
所以呢，有可能他在我的这一生里不会来，所以我还有很多时间。
Lord, deliver us from such foolish reasoning, we pray.
所以主啊，求您让我把我们从这些愚蠢的想法里拯救出来，我们祷告。
So we thank him for Peter going out of his way to convince us that we must live according to what we know must come to pass.
所以主啊，就是感谢那个彼得呢，他出来跟我们讲说呢，我们必须呢，知道，必须认识到啊，我们就是所知道的一切将会过去。
So we give thanks now for these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们为这些事献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.